نعمة الإسلام وكفى بها من نعمة.
Praises for Allah for the blessing of Islam and its interpretation as a blessing.
الحمد لله على نعمة الهدى ودين الحق.
Praise for Allah for the blessing of guidance and the religion of truth.
وهو استسلام وخضوع.
Surrender and humility.
يقوم على معرفة وذوق.
That is based on knowledge and experience.
ومحبة وذوق.
As well as love and yearning.
أساس المعرفة معرفة الخالق وسيد الخلائق.
The basis of knowledge of gnosis is knowing the creator and the master of creation.
فكل من عرف ما عرف من الخلق ولم يعرف الخالق فكأنه لم يعرف شيئا على الحقيقة.
No matter how much someone knows about creation, if they do not know the creator, in reality they've known nothing.
ومن عرف من الخلق ما عرف ولم يعرف سيد الخلق وأكرمهم فكأنه لم يعرف شيئا أيضا.
And no matter how much someone knows about creatures, if they don't know the master of creatures, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's as though they've known nothing.
فقام أساس المعرفة في هذا الدين على الشهادتين اللتين هما معرفة بالله وبرسوله المصطفى.
So then the basis of knowledge in this deen is, or in this religion, is upon the two testifications of faith, which is testifying to the oneness of Allah and the messengership of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولما كان اعتبار المعرفة إنما يكون عند اكتران هذا الذوق جاءت بقية أركان الإسلام لتحقق معنى الذوق.
And when the true realization of gnosis is only exists when it is when it coincides with experience, the pillars of Islam came in order to help people realize this experience.
فجاء إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت وما تعلق بهذه من آداب وأخلاق كله مؤكدا لمعنى الذوق.
So then we have the establishment of prayer, the giving of zakat, fasting Ramadan, and making hajj to the house. All of those having manners which relate to them, and these all affirm this meaning of spiritual experience.
ولقد عبر نبينا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فيما جاء في حديثه الصحيح عن حقيقة هذا الإسلام الذوبية فقال المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله
عليه وسلم expressed in his rigorously authenticated tradition this meaning of experience, and he said, the Muslim is the one who the Muslims are saved from his hand as well as his tongue.
وفي هذا التعبير البليغ البديع بيان لحقيقة تتصل بالإسلام.
And in this wondrous, eloquent expression, there is a clarification of a reality that pertains to Islam.
فجميع الأخلاق وصفات المحمودة معبرة عن الذوق ومنمية له.
So all praiseworthy qualities express this experience and also nurture it.
أما المحبة فلها أساس أيضا من المعرفة لكن يرتكز على كمال التصديق والإيمان.
He said love has a connection to or is based upon gnosis as well, however it connects to a perfect conviction in Islam and Iman.
فحملت لنا أركان الإيمان حقائق التصديق التي تثمر حقيقة المحبة.
So then the pillars of faith brought us the realities of conviction that yield the fruit of the reality of love.
من إيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى.
And believing in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the final day and the ordination, the good and the evil of it is from Allah Ta'ala.
يثمر هذا التصديق إذا تم معنى من المحبة تغلق القلب.
When belief in this is complete, it yields the fruit of a meaning of love that is nourished in the heart.
على قدر هذه المحبة تستقيم أعمال الإسلام وأوصاف المؤمن كلها.
And in accordance to this love, the deeds of Islam will be upright as well as all of the attributes of the believer.
وآيته قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني تبين أن الأفضل محبة وأنه على أساسها تقوم التبعية الحقة.
And the saying of Allah Most High, the translation of the meaning of which is, say, if you do love Allah, then follow me, clarifies to us that the basis of this followership is love.
وتصدر صورة الاتباع ممن يحب وممن لا يحب.
And the appearance of following proceeds from both those who love it as well as those who do not.
قد يتبعك طامع في شيء مما عندك غير محب لك.
Someone may follow you who desires something that you have though they do not truly love you.
وقد يتبعك خائفا من سطوتك من دون أن يحبك.
And someone may fear you out of follow you out of fear of your power without loving you.
ولكن من أحبك جاء اتباعه على الوجه المرضي.
However, the one who loves you, his followership of you is in the manner in which you are well pleased, with which you are well pleased.
ولذا وجدنا سادتنا الصحابة عليهم رضوان الله يشربون كأس المحبة عند كأس الإيمان معهم.
So then we find the companions, they drank from the goblet of love at the very same time in which they drank from the goblet of faith.
ويوم أن أسلم سيدنا ثمامة بن أثال عبر عن هذه الحقيقة.
The day in which our master ثمامة بن أثال embraced his man, he expressed this truth.
لا يا رسول الله ما كان من دين أبغض لي من دينك فقد أصبح دينك أحب الأديان كلها إليك.
He said, O Messenger of Allah, there was no religion that was more loathsome to me than yours, and now your religion has become the most beloved to me.
وما كان من وجه أبغض لي من وجهك فقد أصبح وجهك أحب الوجوه كلها إليك.
And there was no face that was more loathsome to me than your face, and your face has now become the most beloved of faces to me.
وتأمل في مقالته الثالثة فإن المحبة قد سرت من الذات الشريفة وتعددتها إلى ما اتصل بها حتى البقعة التي تكون فيها.
And he said, then look at the third thing that he said, and his love had flowed from the very being of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to the things that connected to him, even to the ground beneath his feet.
فقال وما كان بلد أبغض لي من بلدك فقد أصبح بلدك أحب البلاد كلها إليك.
And he said, there was no town that was more loathsome to me than your town, and your town, your city has now become the most beloved of So the city of Allah's Messenger became more beloved to him than his own city and the land of his people. And more than every land on the surface of the earth. This was in the very day in which he embraced Islam. So then how would he be in the second day? And how would then in the third?
فكيف هو في الأسبوع الذي بعده؟
And how will he be in the next week?
فكيف هو بعد شهر؟
And how will he be after a month?
فكيف هو في العام الذي قبله؟
And how will he be in the next year?
فانظروا إلى هذه الحقيقة في سيرته رضي الله عنه.
He said, you will look, you will see this reality in his life. May Allah be well pleased with his companion.
لقد كان مطاعا في قومه نافذ الكلمة.
He was obeyed by his people and they effected his command, implemented his command.
فلما أكمل أياما في المدينة تفقه فيها في الدين سافر.
So when after he finished days in Medina in which he derived an understanding of religion, he
traveled.
He took permission from Allah's Messenger to make Umrah, and he had been having a resolve to make Umrah prior to being captured and brought to Medina. And during his Umrah, the state of faith and the qualities of the believer of the Muslims appeared on him.
حتى استثار ذلك من كان ممتلئا ببغض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبغض الإسلام هو أبو جهل.
So then those who were full of hatred of Allah's Messenger and Islam perceived this, and this was Abu Jahl.
فقال أسروت يا ثمامة.
So he said, have you apostated, O Thumama?
قال بل شهدت شهادة الحق وعرفت الحق.
He said, rather I have proclaimed the testimony of truth and I've known the truth.
فلما قال رفع عليه الصوت في الكلام قال والله لن تصلكم حبة من اليمامة حتى يأذن بها رسول الله.
So when it's going to be raised his voice to him, he said, I swear by Allah, no grain will reach you from the land of Al-Tihama, or the Al-Yamama, until Allah's messenger gives permission.
فلما عاد إلى قومه أمرهم أن لا يبيع أحد على أهل مكة شيئا من الطعام.
So when he returned to his people, he commanded them to not sell any grain to the people of Mecca.
ولم تكن مكة بذات درك.
And Mecca was not an agricultural land.
فاشتد الحال عليهم في قلة من النفقة والتغذية.
So the situation became difficult for them due to the lack of food and nourishment.
فما كان من المشركين بمكة إلا أن كتبوا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يستنجدون به ويستنجدونه من هذه الواقعة.
And the polytheists of Mecca had no recourse except to write to the Messenger of Allah to seek him, to seek from him to alleviate his difficulty for them.
فانظر كيف كان رسول الله ملجا حل المشكلات عند من آمن به وعند من كفر به كذلك.
So look how Allah's Messenger was the place of refuge of the for the solving of problems for both those who believed in him as well as those who did not.
وكتبوا إليه إنك بعثت بصلة الرحم.
So they wrote to him and they said, you brought us with the command of maintaining ties of kinship.
وَإِنَّ صَاحِبَكَ ثُمَّمَا بِمُثَالِكَ بَقَعَ الْمِيرَةَ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى أَرْحَامِكَ بِمَكَّةَ.
And he said, and your companion Thumama bin Muthal has cut off commerce with us and the people of Mecca. And those were the ones, and they were the ones who harmed him and accused him of apostasy and drove him out of Mecca. And the Messenger of Allah there's nothing left for him to do except to write to Thumama to lift this embargo. He is the possessor of vast character. He is the most sublime example of knowledge of Allah Ta'ala and an application of the sacred law.
حل المشكلات والإنقاذ من المعضلات يرجع إليه عند من آمن به وعند من كفر به.
So the resolution of problems and salvation from difficulties, he was a place of refuge both for those who believed as well as those who disbelieved in him.
فما عرفت البشرية أرأف منه ولا أرحم.
No one, humanity has not known anyone more compassionate nor anyone more merciful than he.
صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ومن سار في دربه ولم يزل هذه المحبة تزداد كلما ازداد الإيمان وتثمر ثمراتها.
And this love continues to increase as long as Iman, faith continues to increase and bear its fruits.
حتى جعلت مثل سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب يفكر في شأن الحيوان ويقول لو عثرت بغلة على شاطئ دجلة أرض العراق لخشيت أن يسألني الله عنها لما لم أسوي لها الطريق.
And this love flowed to the extent that it affected someone like Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who said that if a mule was prevented from passing over the Euphrates River, I would fear that Allah would ask me why didn't I make a path for it.
كانت تلك تكفتهم عن فهم هذا الإسلام.
And this was their culture and understanding the meanings of this Islam and how to establish it on the surface of the earth. This faith continues to produce wonders in the circumstances of the Ummah. And this love makes one reach the meanings of longing.
وَرَفِيسَةُ الشَّوْقِ شُهُودٌ يَأْتِي مِنْ غَلْبَةِ الْمَحَبَّةِ فَيَصِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنُ كَأَنَّهُ يَرَى رَبَّهُ.
And the focal point of this longing or yearning is that it bears fruit of a vision of the believer so that they worship as though they see the worship. For this reason, the Prophet said, when asked about the reality of the Hassan, that you worship Allah as though you see Him. For if you do not see Him, verily He sees you. How very wondrous is worship at this level. As though you see Him. An extent of presence. And the furthest limit of vision. That makes the servant, this worshiper, experience the reality of worship. In comparison to this, he sees all pleasures in this created existence as insignificant.
لو يعلم الملوك ما نحن فيه بالليل لجهلدون عليه بالسيوف.
For this reason, those who experienced this, if the people of Islam's vision, they said, if the kings knew what we experienced in the night, they would fight us for it with swords.
انظر نصيبك في هذا الدين من المعرفة والجهل.
So then look for your portion of this deen of gnosis, or from this deen of gnosis, and longing for experience.
والمحبة والشوق.
And as well as love and yearning. And longing for that which is higher is an eternal ascent or a sublimity. It's an eternal elevation on the possessor of the station, from which the possessor of the station never descends or falls. So this person, but rather this person will be in the very essence of honor eternally. May Allah give us and you this noble station. Due to the blessing of this deen, we have all met in this moment.
وحدتنا المشاعر والعواطف أن ناتي إليكم ونقصدكم ونجالسكم في الله تعالى.
And our feelings and the tenderness between us that stirred us to come and visit you and sit with you in these moments.
ولولا هذه المعاني في الدين ما كانت لنا حاجة في هذه البلاد ولا غيرها.
And he said, were not for these meanings in this religion, we would have no need for this land or any other land.
فالله يجعلنا من المتجاورين فيه.
So may Allah make us of those who visit for His sake, and those who love for His sake, and those who sit with each other for His sake, so that if the caller calls on the day of rising, where are those who love each other for my sake? Where are those who sacrificed mutually for my sake? Where are those who kept company for my sake? Where are those who visited one another for my sake? Today I will shade them beneath the shade of my throne. On the day in which there's no shade other than my shade, we will be with them, inshallah, and in their ranks, inshallah. He is the most generous of the generous. Allah, give us benefit through this in which you congregated us. Give us to have a true aspiration to you and to humble ourselves before you. Just as you favored us with Islam, give us an increase thereof. And just as you favored us with faith, increase us thereof. And just as you've given us wellness, give us an increase therein. And just as you blessed us with lifespans, bless our lifespans. And give us to be realized in the realities of Ihsan.
معرفتك خاصة.
And give us a vast portion of elect gnosis.
ومن المحبة الخالصة.
And pure love.
يا أكرم الأكرمين.
Almost generous of the generous.
يا أول الأولين.
First of the first.
ويا آخر الآخر.
Last of the last.
ويا ذا القوة المتين.
And be of powerful.
ويا راحم المساكين.
Those, the one who is merciful to
the needy. ويا أرحم الراحمين.
Most merciful of the merciful.
أنجز لنا رحمة من عندك.
Give us, expedite for us mercy from you.
نسعد بها في الدنيا والآخرة.
In which we are felicitous in this world and the next.
لا ينصرف بها واحد من مجمعنا هذا.
That no one leave this gathering of ours.
إلا مقبلا عليك.
Saying that he's turning to you.
مقبولا لديك.
Accepted from by you.
منظورا بعين رحمتك.
Gazed upon with the eye of your mercy.
موفقا في باقي عمره مرضاتك.
Enabled to do those things that please you in the remainder of his lifespan.
وأحسن لنا الخواتيم.
And give us good endings.
ثبتنا على الصراط المستقيم.
And make us steadfast on the straight path.
والمنهج القويم.
And the straight way.
وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا.
And protect us from the wickedness of our egos.
سيئات أعمالنا.
And our vile deeds.
وجملنا بجمال الإسلام.
And beautify us with the splendor of Islam.
وارزقنا إبراجه للأنام.
And enable us to manifest it to humanity.
حتى نكون سببا للهداية.
So that we are a cause of guidance.
ومفتاحا لأبواب الخير.
And keys to unlock the doors of good.
ومغاليق للشر.
And locks which prevent evil.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Most merciful of the merciful.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Most merciful of the merciful.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Most merciful of the merciful.
انفعنا بما قلنا.
Benefit us to what we've said.
انفعنا بما سمعنا.
Benefit us to that which we've heard.
انفعنا بجمعنا.
Benefit us from this gathering.
انفعنا بتلاقينا فيك.
Benefit us through our meeting for your sake.
في بيوتك.
In one of your houses.
وارحم والدينا وذوي الحقوق علينا.
Have mercy to our parents.
والمسلمين والمسلمات. والمؤمنين والمؤمنات. أحياهم والأموات إلى يوم الميقات. يا الله دعوناك وأجوناك وأملناك وطلبناك. وأنت إلهنا لا إله لنا غيرك. اجعلنا وإياهم في من لبت قلوبهم نداءك وأقبلت مراقبهم بالكليات عليك. وارحم ذلتنا بين يديك فأنت مولانا وبيدك أمرنا كله. فأسعدنا بما أسعدت به المحبوبين ورقنا إلى أعلى مراتب اليمين. واجعلنا الصادقين المخلصين المخلصين. وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا وشر كل شر من الخلائق أجمعين. ثبتنا على الحق فيما نقول وثبتنا على الحق فيما نفعل وثبتنا على الحق فيما نعتقد. واجعلنا من خواص أهل الوفاء بعهدك الذي عاهدتنا عليه يا رب العالمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين. أصلح شؤون المسلمين في هذه البلاد وفي هذه الأقطار وفي جميع أقطار الأرض في طولها والعرض. وادفع عنا وعنهم البلايا والآفات والرداية. واختم لنا بأكمل الحسنى وأنت راض عنا يا الله يا الله يا الله يا غوثاه يا رباه يا أرحم الراحمين. صلى الله على المصطفى سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه وآل حضرة اكرامه من أحبابه ومن سار في دربه وشرب من شربه وغفر بحبه. وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وآلهم وأصحابهم والتابعين أجمعين. وعلينا معهم وفيهم إنه أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.